Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titles. The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2814, and today's date is July 1st, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State Prepares Riots. Hunters have now become the hunted. Those protected have become prey. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the private Western central bank, the corrupt politicians, they're no longer hiding in the economic shadows. They don't really care if you see what their plan is or not. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what they were going to do. They knew that once they got caught up in this and they thought they had control and they thought, wow, we can now bring them into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. We can just move on this. But what happened was everything started to accelerate a lot faster than they originally thought. The Fed didn't realize that inflation was going to hit so quickly. This is why they said it was transitory. They tried to pretend that, oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen, just like they did back in 2008, 2009, when they said, hey, we're not projecting any type of recession or anything like that, a market crash. No, nothing's coming. They knew it was coming, but they didn't realize it was going to happen that quickly. And this, I do believe, caught them off guard, and everything started to pick up the pace, and they couldn't keep up with it. So what did that do? That brought them out from the shadows and into the light so everyone can see their true agenda. Remember, in the past, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they always pretended that, no, we're not doing this to the economy. No, we're trying to make it better for you. We're not shutting down oil. That's just a conspiracy theory. Yes, over a long period of time, you can't tell. It's almost like when they remove manufacturing from the United States. When it first started to happen, people really didn't recognize it. And then you had reports coming out saying, hey, yes, if we keep on this pace, we're going to lose all our manufacturing. And everyone, okay, yeah, sure. That's not going to happen. It's going to take years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, people started to realize, wow, we've lost our manufacturing. What happened? Where have all our jobs go? And people started to understand what was going on, but it was too late. Because over the many, many years, the central bank, the deep state players, they pushed their plan ahead. Here we are today. They don't have 10, 15, 20, 25 years. This is all happening within a year and a half. They can't hide how they truly feel. They can't hide their true agenda. They can't hide that they really don't care what you think, if you're suffering, if you go broke, if you go bankrupt, if you can't afford food, if you can't afford oil. You know why? Because the only thing that counts right now is our agenda, period. That's the end. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted everyone to see this. Because remember, this administration and all these people that are pushing this, they overthrew the government of the United States. And now people are seeing this is what happens when you have an administration with all these swamp creatures in there. When they overthrow the government, they push for their own economic agenda, not one to benefit the people. And now they can't hide. They're not, you know, in the shadows anymore. They're just right up front. And now the whole world is seeing this. The whole world is experiencing this. I mean, look at the other countries right now. The inflation rate is much, much higher in these countries. Actually, Greece, they've reached 12%. Now, back in May, they were at 10.5%. Back in April, they were at 9.1%. This is the highest recorded inflation rate in the past 29 years. The last time prices rose at such a rapid rate was back in December 1993. Now, look at some of the other countries. Look where their rates are right now. We have Germany. Back in June of 2021, their inflation rate was 2.1. Fast forward to May 22nd, it's at 8.7. Think about this for a second. And it's the same with all the other countries. Look at Latvia. June 2021, they were at 2.7. Fast forward to May 22nd, 16.8. Look at the Netherlands. They started at 1.7 in June 2021. Now they're at 10.2 as of May. This is hitting all of these countries and they're feeling the pain. Out in Germany, we can see people, they're a little bit worried because they know the winter months, it's going to be cold and they're preparing for all of this. And they know that, hey, we're not getting the gas from Russia. They're trying to start the coal plants once again. And right now, wood stoves and firewood, they're in short supply across the nation of Germany. The market is empty right now. There's a problem here, and the people are starting to realize who's responsible for all of this. And like I said from the very beginning, they don't care if you know their agenda. They don't care if you're suffering. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is why Trump, when he was in the White House, he made the economy look absolutely amazing. And he kept pointing to it. Look at the stock market. 35,000, 34,000, whatever it is, 33. Isn't it great? We went from 20,000 something all the way up to this point. Now, everyone got worried. Oh, why is he doing that? It's going to crash and he's going to be responsible. No, it's manipulated. It only comes down when they want it to come down. Just like in 2020 during the pandemic, everyone thought it was going to crash. Actually, we had Soros telling everyone it was going to crash. It didn't crash. They tried. They tried to sell off as much as they possibly could to bring it down, but they're not in control. And look what's happening right now. The market is dropping. Why? Because the system is being brought down. It's a controlled demolition. But they don't care if people suffer. And I do believe Trump, when he was in the White House, he made everyone see, look how great we can do. We can make the stock market go up. We can bring back industry. We can have low unemployment. Inflation could be very low. We can take the tariff money, give it to farmers, let them prosper. This is incredible. And everyone went, wow, this is incredible. We're energy independent. The country is amazing right now, even though he played within the private was a central bank illusion. Fast forward to right now, the country is in a complete and utter mess. And people know this. This is why people are saying that 85% of the people, they disapprove of the direction of America. They're not happy with the economy right now. And what's very interesting, on CNN, they were asking White House Economic Council chair some questions. They said, listen, there's an 85% disapproval rate. And you know what this guy says? That's irrelevant. So when he was asked what the White House would say to families being crushed by high gas and energy prices, Deese says, and this is the, by the way, he's the White House Economic Council. He says the radical left must stand firm with the extreme energy policy because this is the future of the liberal world order. So you must stand firm because we have a different agenda. And we don't care if you're unhappy. We don't care if you're suffering. We don't care. Actually, Biden was out there and he said the following. The question was asked, how long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay a premium for this war? As long as it takes so that Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine. So basically, he's saying, we don't care what you think. Putin is in Ukraine and it's going to take as long as we possibly can. And we don't care if fuel prices go up. We don't care if there's inflation. We don't care because he's destroying our hub, our criminal syndicate, and we don't care what the people think. So right there, they're not hiding in the economic shadows. They're telling you exactly why all of this is happening. And then, of course, he continued with his lie, saying that the reason the gas prices are up is because of Russia, Russia, Russia. And also, when we have a food crisis, this is also Russia's fault. And nobody's buying this. You know why? Inflation. Now, what's very interesting is we could see all these individuals. We have Biden, we have Deese out there saying, listen, you're just going to have to suffer through this because we have a different agenda. We're going full steam ahead. We have no choice in the matter. And whatever happens, happens. But think about how much money they sent to Ukraine. Greg Price put this out and he says, well, we're giving another $820 million to Ukraine. America has given more money to Ukraine in 5 months than we spent in the first year of the Iraq War and the first 2 years of the Afghanistan War. Think about that. So they're taking all these funds and they're sending it out to Ukraine while the American people suffer. And I do believe the American people now can see this crystal clear. It's not even a question anymore. Oh, do you think inflation's going to happen? Do you think fuel prices are going to rise? Do you think it's going to really get bad? Do you think we're going to go into a recession? Within a matter of months, all of this came true. And now they're admitting, we don't care. We're doing this on purpose. And look at what Trump and the Patriots have done. They have turned the spotlight on these people, and there's no escaping it now. Soon that 85% number is going to hit around 90, 95. This is a complete and utter disaster for them because what do you think the people are going to do as we approach the midterms? They're going to be thinking about the economy. They're going to be thinking about how the central bank destroyed the economy, how they couldn't control inflation. They're going to think of the Biden administration, the puppet masters, how they just pushed their agenda and they didn't care what happened to the people. This is not working out well for them, and especially what's happening with the Supreme Court and everything else. Everything is being reversed. Actually, everything is being shut down. Everything they're trying to do, it's getting worse and worse for them. Major Patriot on True Social put this out and said, let's check in and see how they're taking today's SCOTUS ruling. Rolling Stone, down below, he circled the headline, it says, Supreme Court rules 6-3 that the planet should burn. It seems that they're very, very upset. They realize, hey, our entire plan is going up in smoke. And as the economy completely implodes on itself, people are seeing this very, very clearly. Actually, what's very interesting is that the Atlanta Fed, the GDP now, as they predict the GDP numbers, they actually came in with a new number, and now it's negative 2.1%. So we're definitely going to be in a recession and moving closer and closer to the midterm. This resident is now the recession resident. And that's how people are going to see him. And all the people that were pushing this agenda, everyone on his staff, everyone that's hiding in the basement, the central bankers, everyone's going to realize exactly what they have done. And Conoco at the Great and Telegram lets us know that everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing is for their agenda. He says the UN, the IMF, and the World Bank want the global economy to be based on a programmable central digital currency, biometric wallets, and digital IDs connected to vaccine passports, carbon footprints, and social credit systems based on their communist values. SDR, social credit score for countries. ESG, social credit score for companies. CBDC, social credit score for citizens. Lockdowns, COVID, censorship, inflation, war, and climate change are all tools to help them get there. The problem is everyone can see this very, very clearly, which means they're in trouble. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, he has turned the tables on them. And now everything that they tried to do to him to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, it's happening to them. And he put them right front and center so everyone can see this. And remember, this is a controlled demolition, which means that you can control what happens. It doesn't mean that the economy just completely implodes and we don't know why it happened and everything just starts to fall apart. If it's a controlled demolition, just like I said, with a building coming down, you can control what happens. Now, Trump on True Social, he put this out and he says, U.S. stocks have lost $11 trillion so far this year. Worst first half of year ever. Now, think about all those people that have been investing in the stock market. Think about how much they lost. Think about the companies. They're losing money. Think about what is happening right now. And I do believe once we reach that tipping point, once the people really understand and see the agenda of these people, which they're starting to understand because they're just coming out and saying it, during the midterms, you're going to see something that we've never seen before. And after the midterms, you're going to see how a real Congress who represents the people, how they are going to turn everything around. And yes, I do believe there's going to be investigation after investigation, especially into the Federal Reserve, into what they've been doing, into the Treasury, into the IRS, into everything. Because we're going to hit this crisis point and people are going to want answers. And this is what this is all leading up to. And I do believe we're going to be transitioning away from the central bank. And they won't be able to stop it because the people will be so disgusted with them. The people will be so angry with them that the people are going to say, yeah, you know something? You lied. You destroyed the economy. We saw your agenda. You didn't care about us. You know something? We're done with you. And that's exactly what people are seeing. The people, like I said from the very beginning, they're going to make the final decision. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each three-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the puppet master, all they're feeling right now is panic and fear. They're realizing that their entire system, where we had infiltration from within, it is now being dismantled right in front of their eyes, and they can't stop it. And the Supreme Court is bringing back the rule of law and reversing everything that they've done, one after another after another. And they can't do anything about it. Yes, they're going to try. They're going to try to have riots, which they're already preparing, I do believe, with BLM. They're trying to get that off the ground for the next summer of love, as they call it, which we know is just riots. And they're trying to do whatever they possibly can to stop what is happening. But as we know, nothing can stop this. Absolutely nothing, because it's not Trump coming directly at them. And this is what they expected from the very, very beginning. They thought, like with every other person that tried to get the deep state out of the way, they thought he was going to come directly at them and they were ready for it. But instead, he went back to the Revolutionary War. He went back to the time when we were fighting the British and said, listen, if we go toe-to-toe with these people, their armed forces, their soldiers, they're way too powerful. We are not going to win this way. So what did the colonists do? They went ahead and they said, we're going to use irregular warfare. We're going to attack from the side, in the woods, from all different places. This way they won't see us coming and they won't understand what our strategy is. What did Trump do? Did he go toe-to-toe with them? No. Many people said, oh, look, he's not doing anything. He's giving up. No, it's called irregular warfare, which means you pop out of the side. You come at them from the top, from the bottom. You come at them when they don't expect it. They don't expect you to do something. And most of the time, they don't even realize you're actually doing something. And this is exactly what he did. And I don't mean him alone. This was all planned out a long time ago, is strategically planned to bring down the deep state. And Trump, the Patriots, they knew that if we just went at them by ourselves, without the people, this is not going to work. Because this swamp, and Trump has said this many, many times. He said it when he was being interviewed. He said it when he was giving press conferences. He said that the swamp is much deeper and wider than they originally thought. And he knew that at that point, listen, we can't do this, not the military, not me alone. We can't do this on our own because there are elected officials, there are individuals that need to be removed, and the only way to remove them is the people. So yes, he can handle other individuals that have committed treasonous crimes, but think about the swamp, think about how these individuals, how they were installed in these positions, which I mean they were elected, but were they really elected or did they have the cheating system which allowed them to be put into this position that they're in today? Maybe in Congress, maybe as the Attorney General, maybe in other areas. And Trump, the Patriots, they knew that, hey, it's impossible. We can't bring up all these people on charges. It just won't work. So how are we going to get all these people out of the way? How are we going to drain the swamp? Because it's not just in D.C. There are elected officials in all the different states. How are we going to get rid of them? And they came up with this master plan of allowing the people to see the true nature of the deep state players. And I do believe this is why it had to be done this way. Because otherwise, people, they'd just be going about their business. They wouldn't even see what was really going on. But when you feel pressure, when you're made to be uncomfortable, this is when you react. Actually, when you become angry, you also react, sometimes stupidly, but hopefully people aren't acting stupidly when they become angry. He wanted people to become uncomfortable with what they were seeing, what they were experiencing. And as you become uncomfortable, you say, enough is enough. We need to get rid of these people because now I can see them very, very clearly. Now I see who these people are. And yes, Trump, he's going to get rid of the major players, the people that are orchestrating all of this, but the people need to get rid of those people that have been elected into government. And I do believe all of this is now coming together. And as the Supreme Court continually rules on all these different rulings, and we know there's another one coming up, actually probably around October, but I do believe this one might be timed absolutely perfectly, and we'll be discussing that a little bit later. But I do believe that the country is moving back to the rule of law, moving back to its roots, removing the deep state policies and replacing it with the Constitution. And this is something they cannot stand. This is something that they tried to stop, but they can't. And now they're all panicking. And you can hear the panic from their tweets. And we'll be discussing that a little bit later. But first, what's very interesting is we know that July 4th is coming up. It's Monday. It's Independence Day. And what's very interesting, there are certain states that decided that they're not going to use fireworks. And these states, you'll recognize them as soon as I say it. Portland, Oregon says it's too dry, so we're going to have a drone light show. California, they're also doing it in Lakewood, in Imperial Beach, in Tahoe, North Lake Tahoe, also Colorado, and even Texas in certain areas are saying that they're not going to be firing fireworks. Now, could it be because it's too dry? Or are they trying to get rid of fireworks and just bring in drones and say, yeah, look at your 4th of July, because we know their true agenda. Their true agenda is to get rid of the Constitution, to move us away from all of this. And I find that very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state plan is completely falling apart, even with gender identity. The people of this country are not agreeing with the minority, and the percentages are growing and growing against the minority, where they try to infiltrate the country with this. And this is coming from American Principles on Twitter. It says, according to new polling from Pew, 60% of Americans believe that gender is determined by sex assigned at birth, in comparison to 38% who say otherwise. Since 2017, the electorate has shifted 12 points in favor of the position that gender is determined by biology. Which means the people are waking up, the people are seeing their plans, and it's not working out for them. Everything that they're trying to do is now backfiring on them. And you can see their panic. They're so afraid. Fear is setting in. Look at Adam Shifty Schiff on Twitter. This is what he tweeted out. In just a matter of days, now think about that, just a matter of days, the Supreme Court has dealt serious blows to reproductive rights, gun safety, privacy, and now to the planet. All because Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump stacked the court. Time to unstack it. Expand the court. So wait, they stacked the court. He wants to unstack it and then expand it. So basically what he's saying, holy crap, everything that we put into place is being removed. And the only way to fix this is we got to pack the court. Now remember, Trump, he let everyone know that this was going to be their agenda. Court packing. Bring in as many, many justices just like Ketanji Jackson. And this way we can have anything we want. They're not going to follow the rule of law. And this is panic right here. And you could see the fear in what he wrote. But he's not the only one. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, with the abortion issue, very interesting, we see a Florida judge has issued a temporary statewide injunction in regards to the state's new abortion law banning the procedure after 15 weeks, which was set to take effect on Friday. So this is Judge John Cooper. And he said, yeah, you know what? We're not going through with this. It's an injunction. But remember, this judge was elected in Leon County in 2002. In 2020, he ran unopposed. Other cases that he ruled on? Well, he said, yes, we're going to enforce the mask requirements, and it was overruled by an appellate judge. This tells you everything you need to know right there. And we could see that this most likely, because of the ruling of the Supreme Court, this is going to be probably reversed and the injunction will disappear. Now, what's very interesting, the young blue woolly jumper pretty much explains Roe versus Wade. And this is what this individual put out on Twitter and said the following. The rage about Roe versus Wade isn't over abortion being banned. but over abortion no longer being settled. It requires pro-aborts to have to present their case, something Roe v. Wade protected them from having to do. And their case is shockingly bad. Yes, think about it. Think about now, compared to what was happening before. People just go in, they get an abortion, Planned Parenthood, they would take the fetuses, the parts, and everything else, and they sell them off. And they receive federal money from the government. Now, it's very different. Now, you have to show why you want to get an abortion. And the Planned Parenthood system is no longer receiving federal funds, which means they're in a little bit of trouble, and everything that they try to do is completely falling apart. Remember, Trump, the Patriots, they're dismantling their system one piece at a time. And as they do this, they can't stop it. They're trying to. They're panicking, but they can't stop it. Now, what's very interesting is that Julian Assange, he is appealing the UK government's US extradition order. And he's putting up a fight where he's saying, listen, I don't want to go back to the United States. Now, what's very interesting about all this is that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter put this out. And it's very interesting that the timing of all of this is just very interesting. She said, I never asked for a pardon for myself, but I'm asking for Edward Snowden and Julian Assange to be pardoned. The First Amendment is important for many reasons. And that reminded me of post 4709. Now, look at the date of this, and there's only two words in this post. The date is September 14, 2020. So we'll be coming up to this two-year delta. We know June was the ETA for Julian Assange being ruled to come back here to the United States. And in this post, it just says Julian Assange. So does this mean that something is going to happen on that date with Julian Assange? Remember, he is protected. We're going to have to see how this all plays out. Just like we're seeing the whole Ghislaine Maxwell thing play out. Yes, she got prison time, but it's not going to stop there. We also see R. Kelly. He was arrested, and he got 30 years for participating in pedophilia. Q-Top put this out, and he said the following. Ghislaine got 20 years for human trafficking. R. Kelly gets 30 years for participating in pedophilia. Let these be examples of what's to come for all who prey upon children. No one would have ever even known about crimes against children, human trafficking, if President Trump hadn't addressed the topic and enforced action to take down the perpetrators. Remember that Trump executive order, 13818, crimes against humanity? Well, it's still very much in effect. And yes, he talked about it, and I do believe the wall was going up to stop human trafficking, drugs, and everything else. And now you can see that the agenda, the plan, is moving forward. And I do believe the information from Ghislaine Maxwell, I do believe that will be produced at the right moment, just like everything else that is happening. Remember, this is a plan that was developed a long time ago, strategically planned to inflict the most amount of pain at the right time. Think about all the things they did to Trump. Think about everything that they've been doing to the American people for this entire time now, destroying our country, especially now, where they don't care what's happening with the economy. They don't care if you can't afford food. They don't care if you can't afford your bills. They don't care if you lose your investment, your savings. They don't care about this. And I do believe as Trump, the Patriots, continually push their plan forward, they are feeling panic. They're feeling pain. They're afraid. They realize the direction that this is going in. And everything that they work for over the many, many years is completely falling apart. Even with the border, even though the Supreme Court said, okay, we're going to push this back to the judge and you know what, the lower courts, let them handle it right now. What's happening is that the people are watching the people just being brought over the border and the people are not agreeing. People are agreeing with Title 42. They want remain in Mexico. And actually, there was a poll that was given and the majority of Latinos, they support key Trump-era border policies, and they're all for it. What's happening right now in all these different groups, they are now looking at the situation and saying, you know something, we really do need this. We really do need a wall. We really do need security on the border. Actually, 51% strongly agreed, or somewhat agreed, with Title 42 remaining. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So the people now are turning against the deep state players on the border. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen because they knew the playbook. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They were doing it during Obama's term. And it's all falling apart, just like everything they tried to do with taking the weapons away with the people. Everything that they tried, every false flag that they pushed to say, oh, my God, guns are bad. They're dangerous. You can't have them. They kill people. Actually, no, people kill people. People can get in a car, ram down 15 people. The car didn't do it. People can take a knife. They can stab 15 people. The knife didn't do it. It was the person holding the knife. The same thing with a weapon. The weapon doesn't kill anyone. It's the crazy person behind it. And they're trying to use these false flags to push their gun agenda, which is disarmament. Now, it's funny because we mentioned Kathy Hochul of New York. She was asked a question, you know, what are the statistics of people carrying conceal and carry that commit crimes and things like that? And remember, she said, I don't care about stupid statistics. That's meaningless. My agenda is to disarm the American people. I mean, she didn't say that way, but that's really what she's saying. It's almost like COVID with the death jab. We don't care about the actual peer review documentation. This is our agenda. We have no proof of anything, but this is what you must do. And remember, owning a weapon and carrying a weapon is a right. They can't take it away. Can they try to make it difficult? Can they infringe on it? They can try, but everything's null and void, whatever they do. Now, remember, out in California, someone leaked the gun owner's private data far wider than originally reported. So the initial release, they thought, oh, okay, we got information out there that should have never happened. But now it's a lot worse than they thought. The data breach gave public names, birth dates, gender, race, driver's license number, addresses, and criminal histories of people who were granted or denied permits to carry concealed weapons between 2011 and 2021. Think about that for a second. Then think about what's happening out in New York. Remember, this is California and New York. Watch California, watch New York. Why are we watching these two states? Because this is the template of what the deep state players want the country to be. And you can just watch and see how they're trying to disarm everyone, how they're trying to destroy the economy in those states, how they're trying to have complete and utter control of the people, how they brought in vaccine passports, how they kept masks on people. You could see this very, very clearly. But Governor Kathy Hochul, she unveiled a list of sensitive locations where concealed carries will not be permitted. So if she says that you can't bring it on a bus, a polling place, subway, public transportation, playground, zoos, daycares, parks, outside, inside, isn't that a violation of your right at this point? because now she's saying pretty much everywhere, this is what we want. We don't want you to be able to carry this anywhere. And for private businesses, they need to put up signs. They need to have insurance. They need to do all these different things. Well, doesn't that infringe on your right if they say it's banned everywhere? Pretty much. Now, remember, she doesn't make the laws. She's calling the legislators back to say, this is what I want. I am the dictator, and these are the things that we should be looking at, and you must vote, and you must put it into law. That's what she wants to do. Remember, these individuals, they are dictators. They are tyrants. And this is how they react when the rule of law is put into place. Now, think about how all this is happening. Think about the leak. Think about what the governor of New York is doing. Then think about the red flag laws that they passed. Isn't it strange that leaked information came out? And now you'll have these snitches, just like the mask snitchers, that say, hey, he's not wearing a mask. She's not wearing a mask. What do you think they're going to do with the gun owners? Oh, I saw someone carrying a concealed weapon here. Maybe we should have them checked because I saw when they bent over, I saw it. What do you think is going to happen in New York? Why do you think this is all happening? Because they're going to try to push this agenda. Is it going to work? No. I do believe there's going to be certain information that is going to be brought out, and it's already started. Remember, the Supreme Court has overturned the carry ban. They've also overturned mag bans, assault weapon bans, and now these states are going up against the Supreme Court. When did we see this once before? Oh, that's right, with the CDC, when the Supreme Court already ruled, hey, listen, you don't control the eviction. You don't control who pays rent, who doesn't pay rent. You don't control any of this. The Supreme Court already ruled on it, and that was struck down very, very quickly. Everything that they're trying to do, because they're pissed off and angry that, hey, this pesky goddamn Constitution is getting in the way, and the rights of the people, it's all getting in the way. We want to censor people. We don't want people to speak freely. We don't want them carrying weapons. We want to search them. We want to put them in the prison without due process. This is what we want to do. And I don't know why this Constitution and their rights are standing in their way. We need to get rid of it. That's really what they're saying. But look what's happening out in South Dakota. That will become the first state to eliminate concealed carry fees. And South Dakota will even pay for your federal background check. States are now stepping up. And we see things are changing. And more of this is going to change because people are seeing who the dictators are, who the tyrants are, who the people are that don't agree with the Constitution. They're completely against it. They want it gone. They don't want you to have rights. And people are seeing this very, very clearly. They're seeing the censorship very, very clearly now. Think about it. Dr. Zelenko, he just passed away. He was a great guy. He cured a lot of people. He started this Freedom Foundation trying to help people. And Twitter suspended that account. They suspended Dr. Zelenko's Freedom Foundation the day after he passed away. Think about this for a second. It's unbelievable. And now we have the CDC, they're up to their old tricks, and it's very interesting in what they're doing here. Remember, they started off with, hey, there's a disease in Florida called meningococcal, and they're like, okay, you're going to have to get a vaccine for this. This is very dangerous, and I guess it's with the gay population. Now they've come out, and they said, oh, we have reports of another outbreak, and it's listeria. So the CDC right now, they've confirmed at least 23 reports cases of listeria infection. The disease is dangerous for those with compromised immune systems, adults age 65 years or older, and pregnant women. And basically, they're saying that people got sick in Florida, people who visited Florida, then they spread it to Colorado, Georgia, Illinois, Kansas. So it's all coming out of Florida. And I find this very, very interesting that they're pushing everything from Florida. And the question is, why are they doing this? Remember, going back to the pandemic that never really existed with COVID, what did they do? They always use Florida because Florida, they were saying, no, yeah, these numbers, these aren't correct. We're going to allow people not to wear masks. We're going to allow people to go back to work. We're opening up everything. And they hated it. So they kept on bashing Florida over and over and over. And guess what? In the end, Florida turned out to be absolutely incredible. So the question is, why are they doing this? Well, it might have to do with the Surgeon General here in Florida, Joseph A. Latipo. And this is what he tweeted out. He said, did the COVID-19 vaccine trials for kids under 5 show a reduction in severe illness? Did the trial show a benefit for those with prior COVID-19 infection? Is there a benefit for kids with no pre-existing conditions? Florida puts data over ideology. That's not going to change. Then he said, and he was responding to the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, he said, any other labels you want to throw at me? The conversation at the grown-up table is about why the COVID-19 vaccine for children was approved with no data on clinical benefit. You're free to come join the adults once you're done name-calling. Then he followed that up with this. The blatantly false statement perpetrated by the COVID oversight's press release distract from legitimate public health efforts. Using our good faith meeting as a launching pad for political attacks shows why people trust Florida and not the federal government. And I wonder if the CDC, the FDA, I wonder if they're coming after Florida, because remember, states that are outliers where they're not taking the vaccine and having it given to children, it's going to show something completely different. Think about the two groups now. Think about the jabbed and boosted, where these people continually get COVID. And think about the unvaccinated, where they're just going about their everyday lives. Think about what's going to happen in Florida when most of the children probably are not going to be vaccinated. You're going to see something very, very different compared to other states. And they don't want this to happen. It's completely falling apart on them. And they're very angry, and they're trying to push something with Florida. Now, of course, they're also pushing these diseases to try to say, hey, you need to get a vaccine. I know there's no vaccine for listeria, but I'm sure there's one right around the corner. And they're going to say, oh, here's another one. You better get a vaccine. And it's the same vaccine. They're just trying to poison the people. That's all they're trying to do. Now, what's very interesting is that Politico, they put out an article about Clarence Thomas because it's something that he said. And this is their headline. It says, Clarence Thomas suggests COVID vaccines are developed using cells of aborted children. But that's not exactly what he said. Jerry Dunleavy corrected them and said the following. Politico tweets, no COVID vaccines in U.S. contain the cells of aborted fetuses. Okay, Thomas didn't claim they did, though. And his summary of petitioner's argument didn't claim it either. He wrote, vaccines were developed using cell lines derived from aborted fetuses, which is true. So look what they're trying to do. They're spinning the headline, and they're trying to have him say something which he never really said. It's unbelievable what these people do. And remember, these people got a taste of being tyrants, dictators, and they don't want to give it back. Actually, Travis Tritt on True Social said it perfectly. Many globalist leaders around the world got their first taste of dictatorship as a result of COVID-19. Many political leaders found that they could lock down their cities, states, and countries and impose their will due to the fear that COVID-19 produced. This was their first taste of dictatorship. Like a fox who gets its first taste of a chicken blood, these foxes must be put down in order to protect the chicken house. Absolutely. And I don't mean kill these people. I mean vote them out, get rid of them, and if they committed crimes, throw them in jail. And we could see that these individuals, all these people that are part of the criminal syndicate, they are panicking. Nothing is going their way. January 6th is a complete flop. The whole thing just went down the tubes because they brought on Cassidy Hutchinson. She's spouting out things that she heard or things that she made up, pretty much what she made up. It's all hearsay. There's really no evidence, no facts, and everything that they did has been debunked. I love using that word because that's what they use all the time. They have been debunked now. And what's very interesting is that Liz Cheney induced Hutchinson to say it was her understanding that President Trump instructed White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to call Roger Stone and General Michael Flynn on the evening of January 5th, and that it was Hutchinson's understanding that these calls were completed on the evening of January 5th. And then, of course, the fake news, they went along with this. We have the Rolling Stone. Trump told Meadows to call Roger Stone and Michael Flynn day before Capitol attack. We have USA Today, Meadows, Stone, and Flynn. They called each other. But the problem is that General Flynn, Roger Stone, and the rest said, we never called anyone. This is all made up. Mark Meadows said, never received a call. It's all fake, phony, and false. It's all falling apart. They have no evidence. They have no facts. It's just like impeachment hoax number one, number two, the Russian collusion. Everything that they're doing, it's all propaganda. It sounds great as they push it out there, and then it just falls apart after that. And nobody believes it because you can counter the propaganda very, very quickly. And they try to use this. They've been using this for many, many years, and it worked. Now the people are awake. People aren't looking at the fake news. People aren't paying attention to that. People are now are thinking logically, and they want to see the facts, the truth. Show me the documentation. I know this woman is saying this, but does she have any evidence of it? Or is she just saying it? Because we could have someone else come up there and say, you're wrong. This is what I heard. And then you have he says, she says. So it goes nowhere. It's all propaganda. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. You see, they have nothing. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following. Social climber Hutchinson lied about my attack on our great Secret Service. Lied about her writing the White House note, lied about my throwing food at a wall in the Oval Office, and lied about my wanting to be surrounded by people with guns during my Go Peaceful and Patriotically speech. How crazy is that? Yet no guns were found in the Capitol. These lies, among others, were made under oath. What is the Justice Department going to do about this? Do we have a two-tiered system of justice? Cassidy Hutchinson also forgot to tell the Unselects that she was desperate to go to Florida with certain others of the Trump staff. Long after January 6th had come and gone. If I was so evil, why did she fight so hard to stay a part of the MAGA team? This is all documented in writing. Why did it take her so long to make up these ridiculous and obviously fake stories, even after previously sitting for four long depositions? Was it just maybe her brand new lawyer lying under oath? That is very interesting. Define plant, define bait. Interesting. Now, we can see with everything the January 6th Unselect Committee is doing, they have completely failed. Their entire narrative is falling apart. And James Q put this on True Social. This is Paul Sperry. And this is what he says. January 6th Committee has established it was the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers who led the breaches of the Capitol. But Dems inadvertently killed their narrative that Trump incited them when Nick Quest had testified the boys headed to the Capitol at 10:30 a.m. before Trump spoke and could incite them. The whole thing's falling apart. And what's very interesting about all of this, remember Kash Patel said that Trump already started the transition back in November, but there was something in the transition that he wouldn't allow released to the deep state players. And Patel Patriot fills us in with this. And he says, while there was a transition, don't forget that Trump, DOD, Kash Patel included, was keeping from the Biden administration. They refused to provide intel about current special ops. Why would that be? This wasn't a normal transition of power. And then he highlighted a certain section. And this is, it says, Trump refused to provide information about our current operations, particularly in the special operations realm. And this is coming from his devolution documents. And then he says, more on Executive Order 13848. The IC assessment was due on 12/18/20, but wasn't provided until 1/7/21. That's January 7, 2021, the day after the ECV. That same day, D&I Ratcliffe submitted a letter in opposition to the IC assessment. Ratcliffe's letter provides further evidence that there was a foreign interference in our election and that it specifically came in the cyber realm. Foreign interference in our election is an act of war. Absolutely. So there are certain things the deep state doesn't know. Why? Because we're in devolution. The military is in control. This plan has been laid out, and they've fallen into the trap, trap after trap after trap, and they are screwed. But you can see we're not done yet. We're not done winning. The Supreme Court, they decided to take up that case, Moore versus Harper. and talk about the independent state legislator, talking about the elections. We discussed this yesterday. And yes, they're on break now, but the timing is very interesting that this is going to happen in October. Why would they take it up and then go on vacation, wait for October? Because they don't want to put out their ruling just yet. I think this was done on purpose because they didn't want the deep state to plan how they were going to counter all of this. So now it's all left up in the air. And the ruling might come out the middle of October, the end of October. And that should be very, very interesting right before the elections. But you can see how these individuals, certain corrupt politicians who are part of the criminal syndicate, you could see how they are panicking. Actually, this is coming out of Slate, and the headline reads as this: "It's hard to overstate the danger of the voting case the Supreme Court just agreed to hear." That's panic right there. Then we have Hillary Clinton. It's very interesting because she linked to an article from Vox, and it says, "A new Supreme Court case is the biggest threat to U.S. democracy." And it's a picture of one of the individuals who was there on January 6th wearing the horn hat. And it's funny that she picked this, and she said the following: "The Supreme Court's decision to hear a case next term that would give state legislatures huge power over elections is the biggest threat to our democracy since January 6th. Basically, let me translate this for you. If they get the power, we won't be able to cheat in the elections. They'll reverse everything that we did. There'll be no drop boxes. There'll be no mail-out ballots. We won't be able to cheat. They will make the rules. We're screwed." That's what she's saying right now. And they will be screwed. Now, what's very interesting is that the United States Supreme Court, they'll be hearing a major case about this election integrity that promises to strip away the ability of states to rig elections via the courts or executive decrees. The court is poised to determine the question whether a state's judicial branch may nullify the regulations governing the manner of holding elections for senators and representatives prescribed by the legislature thereof. Now, this is going to be very interesting in how this all plays out. And it doesn't mean if it goes one way or the other that it's all done. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have everything planned to the T. No matter what happens in November, as everything continually builds and builds and builds, the people are seeing the dictators. They're seeing the tyrants. They know who these people are in all of their areas, in all their cities, in the states, in D.C. And these people, they won't be able to take it anymore, and they're going to vote these people out. So no matter what happens, the people are going to drain the elected swamp. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they're going to have chaos during this summer. And they've tried to kick it off with Roe versus Wade. That didn't do anything. And I do believe now we're starting to see BLM come into focus. Now, this is very interesting. Chuck Colesto put this out and says, breaking: Akron, Ohio prepares for riots after police reportedly shot fleeing black man 60 times. 4th of July festival canceled. Now, what happened was the police pulled this individual over and they heard a gunshot. Then the person started to run. So who is this person? Well, Jalen Walker, 25. And it seems that the police had the right to shoot this person because they fired a shot at them and then he started to run. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that BLM, they took to Twitter and this is what they put out there. They shot him 60 times. They shot him 60 times. They shot him 60 times, 60 times, 60 times. He was murdered by Akron police. Say his name, Jalen Walker. Rosie Memos responded to this and said, "Looks like we're kicking off another summer of love." We knew it was coming. Now, if this doesn't get them to where they need to go, because if it shows that this person had a weapon, this person was running, it's going to be a very difficult case to make. It doesn't mean they're not going to try again. Remember, they're trying to latch on to something to use to push their agenda. And we could see that this has already started. But what's very interesting about all of this is if we go back to certain posts like 1651, July 1st, 2018, which is a four-year delta, it gives us two pictures: the 1933 paramilitary wing of the Communist Party of Germany, which is Antifa, and 2017, the paramilitary wing of the Democratic Party of America, Antifa. Yes, the symbols look exactly the same. They reversed it, changed a little bit of colors, but it's the exact same thing. And then if we go to post 4,554, July 1st, 2020, it says the following. What percent of total of BLM donations between June 1st and July 1st went to the Biden campaign for president? What percent of total of Biden's campaign for president donations, money raised, came from BLM donations past month? Worth tracking. Why is BLM pushed every 4 years? It seems that they're actually pushing it now because they realize what's happening. Who pays for Sharpton to fly private? Does BLM's donated money end up in Sharpton's and others' propped up narrative drivers, foundation, National Action Network, and or other private accounts? What outside foreign groups donate large sums of money to BLM's knowing it is then routed to Biden campaign for president and other friendly D service providers? How do you avoid campaign finance laws? How do you wash clean money? Is this about improving the quality of life for Black Americans or something else? I do believe it's something else. And we're going to have to see how this all plays out, because we could see this is already being revved up, and we can see that they're going to try to push chaos during this summer. Now, the other interesting thing is that the messages that Cash Patel and Trump are sending out, and Stormy Patriot Joe put this out on True Social. And first, it's Cash Patel on Truth. And he says, I think the boss wants Marika to stock up on these. We just put it in a Munster order. Available soon. All sales go to Cash Foundation Mission, helping our vets and our youth. So basically, he's showing socks. That's what they're showing. Trump, he put out a truth and it says U.S. socks, not stocks. Socks have lost $11 trillion so far this year. Worst first half of the year. So Cash Patel, he has the Punisher on these green socks, which is very interesting. Well, if you go back to a certain post, 1624, and it says we are pain, with a lot of exclamation points after it. And pain is in all caps. Very interesting. So pain is coming. And then we have Elaine Ultra MAGA Patriot on True Social. It says, every Anon and their brother better have eyes on. The storm is coming. So Dan Scavino, he put out a truth, and it shows Trump in the storm with a hat on that says 45. Then Devin Nunes retruth an individual, a Troy Thomas, and it says clouds rolling in, clouds, storm, rain clouds. Now, that's very interesting, because what's coming up? Well, it looks like a three-year delta on July 8th, and this is post 3354. In this, there's a meme, and it looks like it's Trump holding an umbrella on a field with an American flag, and it says the storm has arrived. Down below in this post, it says, just because the public is unaware of something does not mean nothing is happening. And let me skip to the bottom. It says, when black male no longer holds due to loss of senior level key government positions and 11th hour testimony, those previously protected become prey. Hunters become the hunted. God wins. And yes, I do believe we're there. I do believe all the pieces are coming together, and the storm is coming. And it seems that Dan Scavino is letting us know that, yes, the storm is coming. Remember, just a while back, Dan Scavino let us know that the tide has turned. And you can see everything is now in motion, and they can't stop this. Remember, this is irregular warfare. It's not straight at you. It's not like, oh, here comes the fleet, here comes the troops. This is irregular warfare where Trump and the Patriots, the people, are hitting the deep state from all different sides, so they can't counter all of this. It's completely impossible. They don't know what's coming next. And they're panicking. They're afraid. And all they have left is chaos. But this will be shut down too. The Patriots are in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-reader report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com.